tempo. Some help on this one?
A is the root.
It looks like you're struggling to find root. If A is the root, it can, it could be, then there should be no note lower than A. In, because we already defined the... See, that's another thing about ear training in real life. The root's not always in the bass. But most of the time, for the first time a new chord is played, the bass player will play the root. It, may, it just might not be in the guitar part or in the piano part. Yeah. Guitar might be playing a different... But if you turn your ear to listen to the bass instrument... So be it. So just check. Because we defined our parameters already that we're on guitar and the lowest note of guitar is E, just double check that there's no note lower than A in the chord right now. See if there could be an A flat, a G, an F sharp, an F, or an E. Alright, what do you think? Okay, there is an F sharp in it. I'm not sure how to teach you that. Note is in it when you hear boom, 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 boom. So I honestly don't know how to teach you that, and having the wrong root will drive you nuts. You'll just never seem to get a satisfying answer, as you were discovering on the A. The A is pretty prominent. I can see why your ear's drawn to A, because it's louder. Like, it's like the defining character of the chord, but it's not the root. So, now that you know it's F sharp, take another minute to diagnose what kind of F sharp.
Sharp
what? All right, so this, so play the F sharp 7. Wait, that's not F sharp 7. F-sharp. Shame on you.
Dominant 7, right?
But wait, that doesn't sound like a dominant 7. I can't hear the major third. Do, re, mi, do, re, mi.
Ah, this is minor.
So. Yeah, you just got confused for a minute. That's a minor 7.
Yep.
So that's what you think your answer is? Yeah, that's correct. Yep. Yeah, you just got confused with the voicing. Remember I said our ear is... Now this is kind of going one step further than I'm expecting from you right now, but just planting seeds. Remember I said our ear goes to the top voice and the bottom voice? I hear beep, 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 as the top voice, and then boom as the lowest, and I hear boom, beep, as the same note. So they're actually two octaves apart. You don't have to know that, but. So I hear one and one. And then I'm gonna start working my way down from one. So the next highest note after is, and I hear that as a fifth. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. And then going down from there, I hear like bam, and it's do, re, mi, flat three. And then finally I hear bam, that's below the root, well, the root that I've been using. Because the other one, boom, is like too low for me to sing. Like barely, I can hit it, but I can, friends in low places, I can hit it, but that's the only time. I got friends in low. Imagine if it was in a minor like that. Anyway, I'm digressing. The next, the last interval is the seventh. Like I hear, a whole step below the root. And I know that's a minor seven. So if I was in the car, and it just happened to be a song, obviously you can't extract audio from your car and have the chord play over and over, but if a one chord song came on the radio, and there are some, you know, what if it was a version of, maybe you don't know this song, it's called Chain Chain Chain, like Chain Chain Chain, you ever hear that? Chain of Fools. Anyone over like 40 will know that. So, anyway.